我们这一堂是问题解答。
This is a question and answer period.
啊，相信大家都收到一张纸。
I know that you all have a scrap paper.
啊，如果没有收到，请举手，我们可以请。
If you don't have one and if you like to have one, please raise your hand and we'll give it to you.
啊，我们现在请解答这个问题解答的弟兄来前面。
We'll ask for a panel to be seated.
首先就是林教授，也就是我们这次大会的讲员。
First, Professor Lin, our speaker of this conference.
第二位是新城教会的长老朱弟兄。
Second is an elder from the Cincinnati Church, Brother Chu.
第三位是陈牧师，是 Indianapolis 的牧师。
Third is Pastor Peter Chen from Indianapolis.
基督教的，我想我们学科学的人会去收集各种的证据跟资料。所以，我们从历史上可以看到，很多人有这样的生命的经验。当他们接受了耶稣以后，他的人生的问题真的就得到完全的解决。那我是其中的一个。
I'm one of them.
我相信在座还有很多人也是其中的好几个。
We know there are people sitting here or among those set of people whose problems get solved too.
我想当你去面对这很多很多历史历代人的生命的经验的时候。
So as you look at those personal experiences of people in history.
那么你会发现那许多的证据摆在我们的面前。
These are evidence for us.
当然我们这一本圣经也告诉我们许多这些问题。
The Bible also tells us many problems.
我们今天早上只是试图把隐藏在我们内部的很多的问题把它挖掘出来。
So this morning, I was only trying to explain, those hidden problems.
我想基督徒是鼓励我们去面对这些问题。
So we encourage Christians to face those problems.
但是还有很多人是逃避这些问题。这是两种人生的态度。所以当我们真的去面对这些问题的时候，我们经着靠着这本书上所告诉我们的方式解决了我们的问题。所以各位可以看到，我们基督徒因为有这样的经验，所以我们很热衷，我们很欢喜的把我们的经验来告诉你。如果我们没有尝过这些滋味，我们没有这么多的洒劲来告诉你这么多的事情。
这条也是跟这个林教授这个前天晚上所讲的 有关系。圣经说要孝顺父母，那马太福音十章三十四节到三十六节又如何解释？我们把这条问题请陈牧师帮我们解释。
Okay, there's another question. Since the Bible tells us to honor our parents, but how would you explain what's written down in Matthew chapter 10 verses 34? You know, that you should break with your parents. At least the passage seems to imply.
如果我们有圣经，一起来看这两处这一节圣经节。
If you have your Bible, please turn with me to Matthew chapter 10.
马太第十章三十四到三十六节。
Matthew chapter 10 verses 34 through 36.
那么这个问题的题目是说，圣经说要孝顺父母，那马太十章这两三节的圣经如何解释？
So the question is, how do we explain this as being written here? Even though we heard that we ought to honor our parents, yet it is telling us to be against our parents.
这三节圣经是这样说：你们不要想我来是叫地上太平，我来并不是叫地上太平，乃是叫地上动刀兵。因为我来是叫人与父亲生疏，女儿与母亲生疏，媳妇与婆婆生疏。人的仇敌就是自己家里的人。
So here it reads, Do not suppose I have come to bring peace to the earth. I did not come to bring peace but a sword. For I have come to turn a man against his father, a daughter against her mother, a daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law.A man's enemies will be the members of his own household.
没有直接解答这个问题之前，我想先解释两处圣经节。
Before I try to explain these, I'll ask you to turn to two additional passages.
在生命记跟出埃及记总共有两次提到十诫里面的第五诫，你们要孝敬父母。
So in Deuteronomy and in Exodus, both books taught us to honor our parents.
在希伯来的文化，他们有十诫，十诫是写在两个法板上。
So according to the Hebrew tradition, the Ten Commandments were written on two plaques.
通常我们解释说第一个法板有五个诫命。
Some may think that the first tablet have five commandments.
那么第二个法板有五个诫命。
The other tablet had another five.
通常我们说第一个法板是我们对神的责任。
The first tablet talking about our relationship to God.
那么第二个法板是我们人与人之间我们对人的责任。
And the second tablet talking about our responsibility to our fellow man.
那么这里出现一个问题。
So here we have a problem.
为什么我们孝敬父母是摆在第一个法板？这不是我们人与人之间的关系吗？
Then there's a question, you know, to honor our parents, why should it be placed on the first tablet?
所以从希伯来文化他们的背景了解，我们知道他们对神的看法是：当我孝敬我的父母的时候，是我对神发出我的对神的责任。
So according to the Hebrew tradition, when they honor their parents, they were trying to fulfill their responsibilities to honor God.
所以这里我们就清楚了，孝敬父母对希伯来人一个非常根深蒂固的文化的背景，就是他们孝敬父母是对神的一个基本的责任。
So they really feel that to honor their parents is one of their basic responsibilities to honor God.
那么如果这样来说，这里说要叫你们在地上动刀兵等等，我们要来看整个背景的时候，请看32节跟32节。
So in order to understand this passage in Matthew chapter 10, talking about bringing a sword to this earth, we should really read the context as given in verse 32.
那么马太十章三十二节、三十三节这样说：我凡在人面前认我的，我在我天上的父面前也必认他；凡在人面前不认我的，我在我天上的父面前也不认他。
Jesus said here, whoever acknowledges me before man, I will also acknowledge him before my Father in heaven. But whoever disowns me before man, I will disown him.Before my Father in heaven.
在圣经里面有一个非常要紧的，我们在看这个马太十五章。
So, let's go to Matthew chapter 15.
第四节。
Matthew 15 chapter 4, verse 4.
那么耶稣这里重复旧约圣经的话，表明耶稣基督引诱旧约的话，耶稣基督再一次表明说，你们当向孝敬父母，又说咒骂父母的必致死他。从耶稣的口中讲出来，势必这个话是非常严重的事情。
So Jesus also quoted Old Testament by saying that for God said, honor your father and mother, and anyone who curses father or mother must be put to death. So he was pretty serious about these verses.
那么在这里，孝敬父母是一个绝对的事情。可是如果有一件事情跟神的原则旨意冲突的时候，以神的旨意为旨意。
So even though honoring one's parents is absolute, but if there any event which goes against the law of God,Then you know the law of God has to take precedence.
我念大学的时候，有一个我的同学，他信了主。
While I was in college, one of my classmates received the Lord.
那么他有一天到了一个地步，他说我要在教会里头受洗。
So one day he reached the point that he wanted to be baptized within the church.
那么受洗与其不受洗，今天早晨我跟一个弟兄也谈到这个事情，他说他两个月前决志信主，那么下个礼拜要在新辛那提教会受洗。
So I met a brother this morning. He told me that he received the Lord about 2 months ago and that he will be baptized at the church in Cincinnati next week.
信主是一个很重要的根本的事情。
It is very important to receive the Lord.
那么圣经十节这里耶稣基督在讲的话是讲的，如果你们跟从父母跟跟从我的脚中两者抉择的时候，如果是有关你信仰的事情产生冲突的时候，以主为主。
So what Jesus is saying here is that if you're following the Lord is in great conflict with following your parents, then in that case, and that case alone, then you should follow the Lord.
那么如果是关于受洗的事情，家庭反对，后来我的那个同学，他等了将近四年，到最近我收到他的信，他在教会里头受洗。
So because of family pressures, this classmate of mine, he waited for almost 10 years, and just very recently, 4 years, and very recently,he was baptized in the church.
所以我想这个问题我不知道是不是在你的意思是不是这样，我的意思就是当如果我个人跟神的生命的关系在抉择的时候，我以神为先。
So if the parents stand between me and God, if I have to decide whether it's God or my parents, then God ought to be first.
那么这几次圣经也不是说叫我们在地上真的好像神要我们跟我的父母亲这样打仗，然后打架跟我的兄弟姐妹这样乱来，不是的。
So this is not to tell us that we ought to bring conflicts to the home, fighting constantly with our parents with the sword.
是在生命的主权，神把我创造在这个地上的时候，我的主权是交给主呢，还是交给我的父母亲？
So it is your recognition of to whom the authority belongs. Is that God or parents?
那这两个是不冲突的。当我们尊敬、我们信奉我们的主耶稣基督的时候，一方面我们知道怎么样来孝敬我们的父母亲。
So there's really not a great conflict here. Once we receive Jesus Christ as Lord, we will know how to truly honor our parents.
那我不想还有很多的时间谈到这个很实际的今天北美教会的问题。很多我们在北美长大的，我们的爸爸妈妈从老远的台湾、香港到这里来，同住在一个屋顶下，产生很多的冲突。
So I don't want to mention that in today's age, you know, many of our parents who are older and who just recent immigrants.And they came here to join their sons or daughters, and they stay under one roof, and they have a lot of conflict.
那么这是另外一个很实际的问题，我们要怎么样来考虑？圣经的原则是三代可以同堂。
So this is a practical problem. We should spend some time with it. And according to the biblical principle, even three generations could live under one roof.
那可是今天因为我们在北美遇到这样的困难，所以总感觉好像我的父母亲来了，他用他的压力压我，他用了传统管我，那么我要管我的女儿，所以就产生三代之间的冲突。
So today, you know, we have those problems with in-laws, you know, when the older grandparents came and they tried to discipline their grandchildren, and there's a problem within the three generations.
所以在中间这一代的最痛苦，他们要管他们的孩子。
So this middle generation is really under tremendous pressure. They wanted to discipline their children.
那父母亲就说你不能这样管。
But yet their parents told them that you shouldn't discipline this younger generation.
所以问题产生的时候，这个中间的就开始在儿女的面前，有时候很多情形是这样，对着他父母亲之前做一些在家里比如教训，
so,
好叫这个第三代对他的父母、对他的祖父祖母辈产生一些反感，言语又不通。
So this middle generation.Sometimes did things which would create greater conflicts between the grandparents and grandchildren, and the language problem also aggravates the situation.
那我想一些很实际的，我就因为时间关系，我没有办法再继续介绍。总之，这个题目主要重点是我们若是一个基督徒，不是在地上，我们不可能。主要目的不是在那里动刀兵，主要是我们把主权交给我的主，以他的心意为 first priority。那么孝敬父母，我们必须还是持之以恒。
Because of time, I couldn't elaborate, but as far as I can see, this passage simply tells us how to honor our parents and put God first.
这里有三条问题都很接近。
We have three related questions.
基督徒一定要排斥异教徒吗？
Should a Christian reject people who didn't believe in Christ?
非基督徒如何来增强信心？
How do we increase the faith of a people who has not yet believed?
我相信这位造物之主，而且也越来越觉得他的伟大以及人的渺小。
I really see this creator as being greater and greater every day, and the man being smaller and smaller.
但我仍认为需要靠着人的行善才合主的心意。你的意见如何？
I still feel that we can only follow God's will by doing good deeds. And what do you feel?
我先解答这个容易的好不好？
So I started with an easy question.
这位这个问问题的说，我相信这位造物主，而且也越来越觉得他的伟大及人的渺小，但我仍认为需要靠着人的行善才合主的心意，你的意见怎么样？
So this person really appreciates the greatness of our God, the Creator, but yet he still feels that the human being should still strive toward good deeds. And what do you feel?
我很同意。
I agree with you.
我觉得神的救恩不能靠着行善来获得。
I know that the salvation grace cannot be received.By good works.
因为我们最好的义在神的眼中都是破烂的衣裳。
Because our best deeds is still meaningless and very, very shoddy in God's eyes.
但是我们一旦成为神的儿女，
But once we become the children of God,
神就要我们行善。
And God wants us to do the good deeds.
的确，若我们不行善，我们就不能够合乎神的心。
If we do not strive towards good, we couldn't be following God's will.
我想读几句神的话。
So let's look into the Word of God.
以弗所书第二章。
Ephesians chapter 2.
第八节到第十节。
Ephesians chapter 2, verses
第八到第十，这是在，假如你的圣经跟我一样，在二百七十页。
Ephesians chapter 2, verses 8 through 11.
这里说，你们得救是本乎恩，也因着信。这不是出于自己，乃是神所赐的；也不是出于行为，免得有人自夸。这是很明显的，救恩不是这个靠着行善，也不是靠着我们自己的本事。
It says here, for it is by grace you have been saved through faith, and this not from yourselves; it is a gift of God, not by works, so that no one can boast. So it's obvious that we do not earn our salvation by what we did.
第十节，我们原是他的工作，在基督耶稣里造成的，为要叫我们行善，就是上帝所预备叫我们行的。
Verse 10, it says, For we are God's workmanship, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do. So this is our answer to this question.
第二个问题，基督徒一定要排斥异教徒吗？
Should a Christian reject all other religions?
我觉得这个排斥的问题是人的看法。
I feel that the problem of our rejection is a problem of man.
假如我身上有一张美国的钞票，
If I have a US dollar in my pocket,
我拿出来对人讲，这是一张道道地地的美国的钞票。
So I tell people this is a genuine US dollar.
假如说是你对这个美国的钞票有一种这个反感的话，你就觉得我在夸耀这张钞票。
So if you didn't like America and America's monetary system, you may feel that I was boasting about what I have, a US dollar.
也许你有法国的法郎，也许你有英国的英镑。
Maybe you have a French franc or the British pound.
我讲这一张是道道地地美国的钞票，并没有说是台车，说是这个法国的法郎跟英国的英镑。
When I say this is a genuine US dollar, I do not necessarily reject the French franc or the British pound.
但是这里的有一点分别。
But there is one difference.
在神的眼光中，只有一个是真的到神那里去的路。
But in God's eyes, there's only one genuine way to reach Him.
这一点我们凡是做神儿女的人是必须要讲得清楚的。
So this is something all children of God should know and should explain clearly.
而且也因为这个缘故，所以我们凡是传福音的人就要声嘶力竭的在传。
It is because of this, all of us who attempt to preach the gospel, we preach hard on this subject.
我常常跟我的朋友们讲。
Many times I talk to my friends.
假如有第二条路，你可以到神那里去，我绝对不会这样子传，对你传福音。
So if there is indeed a second way to reach God, I would not preach gospel to you like this.
我不是在排斥人家的宗教。
I'm not rejecting someone else's belief.
我只是在告诉你，这是一条唯一的路。
All I'm trying to tell you is this is the only way.
你认为我在排斥你，是因为你自己心理上有这样子的感觉。
You think I reject you, it's because of your own emotional reactions.
可能有的时候我们讲话的技巧不太好。
Sometimes we may not have worded it appropriately.
但是我们的用心并不在排斥。
But our purpose is not a purpose of rejection.
因为排斥不能够把你带到神的那里去。
Because rejecting you, we cannot bring you to God.
我们只是声嘶力竭的在说，这才是一条唯一的路。
We just have to tell you that this is the only way.
所以我必须要讲这是一个真正的美国的钞票。
So I have to say this is a true US dollar.
我不能够跟你讲拿了这个我说这个是这个英镑这个是法郎这是不可以的。
So I cannot tell you that this bill here is a British pound or this French franc.
很可惜的这个例子不太好因为英镑法郎也可以用的。
So this is a, I'm stretching this example because we know that the British pound or French franc also worth something.
但是最主要的就是说这是一个真正的事实我们不能够不传。
But the important point is that this is the true fact.We cannot help but to preach it.
非基督徒如何来增强信心在探索的途中呢好像是这样子是不是、
How can a person who has not yet believed to improve his faith as he was seeking?
我觉得有的时候我们很喜欢用这个字信心
So many times、we enjoy using this word faith.
我要问一个问题
I want to ask you one question
你对信心的定义是怎么样子下
What is your definition of faith?
假如你的信心是自信的话
So if your faith is a matter of self-confidence
那你的自信不能够让你寻找到真理
Your self-confidence will not lead you to truth
假如你的信心是相信世上还有其他的路能够让你带到真理的话你也不能够得到真理
If your faith is that you believe you truly believe there are many other ways to reach God then again you would not reach truth
所以我觉得来讲一个非基督徒如何增强信心这是一个不太好的一个问题
I don't think the question is that good. That is to improve somebody's faith. That person has not yet believed in God.
我觉得一个非基督徒，你若是在寻找的话，你只要有一个谦卑的心态。
If you are still seeking, all you need to have is a humble heart.
你不需要有自信的心。
You do not need self-confidence.
你需要的就是来到这位造物的主的面前，你说我是一个罪人，我需要你。
What you need is to come to this Creator and admit that you are a sinner and that you need Him.
我可以保证，你来到这位真正的神，这位真正的救主耶稣的基督的面前，承认自己是罪人。接受这位救主你就能够找到
I can guarantee you if you truly admit that you are a sinner and you truly accept Jesus as your own Lord and you will find him
这里有两条问题要问林教授
So two questions for Professor Lin
林余堂在信仰之律的一书中提到届时在今天我仍要说上帝如果有我母亲一般的爱我她就不会叫我下地狱即使禁食五分钟她这种说法是不是以启示录中若有人名字没有记在生命册上她就被扔在火炉里有没有什么冲突呢
Okay, he's a famous Chinese writer he wrote a book and he made a statement that even today so if God loved meHalf as much as my mother does, he would not let me go to hell, even for just 5 minutes. Okay, that person's philosophy, is that in conflict with what's written in the book of Revelation? If somebody's name is not recorded in this book of life, you'll be casted into the lake of fire.
另外一条问题也是
One time, 还是讲一起问
Okay, 那
Okay, right.
这个林语堂写完信仰之旅以后他又旅行了很久
So this famous writer the book the name of the book is that the trip of faith and after he finished that book he traveled for quite some time
特别是他在晚年的时候
especially during his later days
那么在他快要离开这个世界的时候
as he was about to leave this world
他花很多的时间到教会去。
He spent a lot of time visiting churches.
就在台北浸信会的华恩堂。
So he finally ended up at a particular Baptist church in Taipei.
神很奇妙的给他一个很好的秘书，他的秘书是一个非常虔诚的基督徒。
God gave him a good secretary who happened to be a very good Christian.
他的秘书跟我在同一个教会聚会。
His secretary worshipped the Lord with me at the same church.
所以在他最后的一段时间，他每个礼拜去做礼拜。
So during his last days, he attended Sunday services weekly.
每次当他听到神的爱的时候，他就一直流眼泪。
Every time he heard God's love preached, he shed his tears.
所以关于他最后的这一段旅程，我们宇宙光曾经写过一篇文章。
So the Cosmic Light magazine has a special article describing his trip, you know,
根据他自己的 根据他自己的书以及他最亲近的这个秘书的记录。
So according to his own book and also the records of his trusted secretary.
所以那篇文章在我们那个书里面有样本，各位可以翻来看一下。
Okay, we have a sample of that particular article outside.
给我一个做广告的机会很好。
This is a good chance for me to promote my magazine.
关于他在信仰之旅中所讲的这一句话。
So as far as that particular sentence or statement he made in that particular book is concerned,
我想那个时候的林语堂他有一个很大的错误。
At that time, he really made a great error.
他以为神要我们下地狱。
He thought God wanted us to go to hell.
但是你读整本圣经，神从来没有一个旨意要我们下地狱。
So if you study the whole Bible, you will know that God has never destined us to hell.
圣经上讲得非常的清楚。
The Bible is very clear.
神愿意万人得救，不愿意一个人沉沦。
God wants all be saved and not one lost.
所以我想，神没有愿意我们任何一个人沉沦。
So God did not destine any one of us to be lost.
神把这个恩典已经为我们完全的准备好了。
God prepared this grace for every one of us.
对每一个人都是完全一样的。
It is the same for every individual.
所以在这个后面这边所提到的这一节启示录
So the second word that was quoted, the book of Revelation
如果人的名字没有记在生命册上，他就被扔在火湖里。
If a person's name is not recorded on this book of life, he'll be casted in the lake of fire.
这并不是说神对人的旨意是如此。
It is not what God planned to do for mankind.
这是人在神面前要负的一个责任。
This is simplythe responsibility of man before God.
因为他拒绝了神所有给他一切的恩典。
If man rejected God's grace.
一个爱我的母亲替我准备了很好的午餐。
So a mother who loved me very much prepared a wonderful lunch for me.
当我很疲倦地回家的时候，妈妈说，午餐已经准备好了，你去吃吧。
When I was exhausted coming home, mother said, well, there is your lunch and go eat it.
但是那天我被老板骂了一顿，回家很生气。
But that day, you know, I had some trouble at my work. I was pretty mad about it.
所以我把门砰一关，我就回到我的房间里拒绝吃饭。
I slammed the door and then I walked to my room and refused to take that meal.
我躺在床上翻来覆去的骂我的妈妈。
So I flipped over my bed and blaming my mother.
我说妈妈真是不爱我。
Mother, you really don't love me.
我这么累了，你为什么不给我吃饭？
So why is it you didn't feed me when I was so tired?
我想有些时候我们跟神发这种牢骚，就好像这个故事是一样的。
So many of us complain to God. It's just like this example I gave you.
神把一切都给了我们。
God actually had made everything, prepared
everything for us. 把一切都为我们准备好了。
He finished his preparation for us.
他需要我们接受。
All he wanted is for us to accept.
所以如果我们没有接受，
If we have not accepted,
那么你肚子饿是你自己的事。
And if you go hungry, that's your own problem.
啊，这里有第二条问题，也是林语堂在那本书说的。耶稣生前从没有定人的罪，即使犹大的罪，在定十字架之时也已经赦免了。请问你对这句话的看法如何
？Again, this a quote from that famous Chinese writer's book, saying that Jesus.Has never condemned anyone while he was living on this earth. Even Judas, who betrayed him, he forgave him. What do you think about that?
我想，耶稣来不是为了要定我们的罪啊。
Jesus did not come to condemn us.
但是耶稣来，有时候会显明我们的罪。
But he came to reveal our problems, our sins.
所以约翰福音说，神就是光。
The Gospel of John says that for God is light.
当人在黑暗中行的时候，不会觉得怎么样。
So when people was walking in darkness, they may not feel anything.
但是当光照出来的时候
，But when the light shines,
我们就害怕而逃避。
So we're afraid and we try to hide.
这就是蔡淑娟小姐信主的一个最重要的原因。
So this is one person, this Queen of Dark Chamber, Miss Tsai. Personal experience.
那本书那边也有卖的。
So that book is also for sale on the table.
不，那不是宇宙光的书。
That's not a book published by my magazine.
就他有一天他走到外面，他看到石头，他把它掀开来，然后看到一些虫四散奔走。
She was walking one day and she flipped over a stone on the road and she saw many insects, you know, trying running every which way, trying to hide.
哎，那个时候他就发现他在上帝的面前也是如此。
And she discovered that she was just like that before God.
所以有些时候我们在神的面前也是这样。
Many times, we are like that before God.
耶稣来显明我们的罪。
Jesus came to reveal to us that we really have sinned.
当然，耶稣来的目的也不是为了要定我们的罪。
His purpose was not to condemn us.
他来是为了为我们的罪而舍命。
He came to die for our sins.
当我们接受他的时候，他的生命。要赦免我们的罪，要洗净我们一切的不义。
As we receive him, he will forgive of us of all sins and wash and cleanse us of all unrighteousness.
所以我想，林语堂的这句话相当有道理。
So I think this person was right by saying it.
陈牧师如何明白神的旨意？
Pastor Chen, you know, how do we know God's will?
为什么神会容许一些爱他的儿女病时遭受痛苦呢？
Why did God allow those children who loved him yet to suffer at the same time?
这里也有一条很类似的，神有时为何拿去我们心中最需要的，一直等到我们放弃之后才愿意还给我们？
Why was it that God really took the thing we needed the most away from us until we completely give up, and then he gave it to us.
这个如何明白神的旨意？我想我们谈了很多，这是一个很大的题目。
Well, to know God's will is really a very broad subject.
简单来说，神的旨意是绝对的。
To put it simply, God's will is absolute.
我想问这个题目的弟兄或姐妹，大概现在一定不是在找工作，就是在交女朋友。
So I'm sure this person who asked this question is either making a career decision or to make some family decisions.
记得我在念大学时候
I remember when I was in college.
有一个课程叫做社会动态学
And there's a particular course called the dynamics of society or
social dynamics.
The social dynamics.
那么我们是一个 seminar.
This is a seminar course.
因为在校园里面很大。是一个很大的校园。
It was a large campus.
那在那一天有一次讨论会的时候，我记得我的这个 seminar 老师跟我们讲一句话。
So I remember in one particular session, the professor told us something like this.
他说：“你们这些男孩子啊
，said you boys，
看是看不准的。
You really don't have a good judgment.
你们要去看是看不准的。
So you don't see well.”
你要去试才知道。
Okay, you don't know what things are until you tried.
那么整本圣经里面其实只有两个原则，一个是神的旨意是绝对的旨意。
So there are only two principles in the Bible. First, God's will is an absolute will.
好像我们刚才林教授讲到的，神盼望我们每个人都得救。
Like God really wanted all of us to be saved.
神的旨意。
This is His will.
神拆下他的爱子，独生爱子，为你为我舍命在十字架上，这是神的旨意。
He sent his only son to die for us on the cross, that so that we can be saved.
神要你要我爱我们的父母亲，神的旨意。
He asked you and me to love our parents. That's his will.
神要你要我好好管教我们下一代，神的旨意。
He asked you and me to teach our children that, so that they will be like him, and that's his will.
如果我们连这些都要问我该不该爱我的父母亲，我相信我们大概头脑有问题。
So if we don't know, you don't yet know whether we should love our parents, then we have some problems here.
那么另外一个，除了神的旨意是绝对的之外，一个是神的引导的问题。
So God's will is absolute, but not talk about God's guidance.
这位是不是主预为我预备的？
Is that person that God prepared for me?
那个工作是不是主为我预备的？
Is that job God prepared for me?
我想在主的引导里面没有绝对，是一个相对的问题。
So in His guidance, and it is no longer absolute, it's only relative.
所以如果是一个相对，跟我个人在主面前的追求，跟个人在神面前的心意有相关联。
So, since it is relative, and our decision may depend on our current spiritual status.
以我个人来说，
as far as I'm concerned,
以目前我自己的这种经验，我总感觉当我在做一个抉择的时候，我告诉神，神啊，我在哪里侍奉主，最能够有效的侍奉你，请你把我差遣到那里去。
So, based on my own understanding, and I often ask God, God, where do you want me to serve you? Please send me there.
如果你在一个地方工作年薪六万块，
So if you are earning $60,000 a year at a particular job,
可是在另外一个地方年薪只有两万块，可是神明明告诉你那个地方可以叫你更有效的侍奉主，你去不去？
So if you have another job opportunity which pays only $20,000 a year, but yet you could serve him more effectively there, are you willing to go?
那么这里有一个问题，我们常常在这个两极里面挣扎。
So we are constantly struggling among several extremes.
我有一次跟我太太谈到一个问题，我说我是继续牧会好呢，还是我继续到学校去念书去？
So one day I was talking to my wife, should I continue pastoring people, pastoring this church, or to go to study graduate school?
我自己来到一个十字路口。
I was reaching a crossroad.
我那时候真的不知道我该做怎么样的抉择，因为两个都我喜欢的。
So I really didn't know how to decide because I like to do both.
如果照我个人的心，我真巴不得再继续念书。
So if it is according to my will, I much prefer to go back to school and study more.
在那里挣扎。
So I was struggling.
有一天晚上，我跟我太太两个一起跪下来祷告。
One night, my wife and I knelt down together and prayed.
她跟我讲了一句话。
She told me one set sentence.
她说敏清。
Peter.
难道你自己听不到主的声音吗？
Is it true that you don't really hear God's voice?
神的引导很奇妙的。
God's guidance is marvelous, amazing.
有时候只是一句话。
Sometimes just through one word or one sentence.
有时候是你在读圣经的时候，突然神向你开启你心灵的眼睛被打开了。
Sometimes as you are reading the Bible regularly and God opened your eyes, a verse leaped out at you.
有时候好像保罗在他的行传中突然有马其顿的附身，是那一个很轻的附身。
So just like Paul wrote it was recorded regarding Paul in the book of Acts, the calling of the Macedonian, you know, that may be something not very loud.
明白神的旨意不困难。
To know God's will is easy.
因为神的旨意是绝对的。
Because His will is absolute.
那么明白神的引导，有一点我们需要小心。
To know God's guidance, we should be very careful.
若是我们常常在主的光照里面跟着主的道路行，我相信神的声音是很清楚的。
If we are constantly seeking Him and walking in His path under His light, and we really should know His guidance very well.
从昨天晚上到今天早晨的信息都在谈这个生命的意义。
So the messages yesterday and today were talking about the meaning of life.
你是看重你的工作呢，还是看重在工作背后你生命可以发挥的更辉煌呢？
Are you paying much attention to your career? Are you paying attention to what's behind your career so that your life may grow and be more expressible?
如果我们看重背后的那个意义，我相信神的声音在那里跟我们说话。
If you're interested in what's behind the career, then we know that God is speaking to us.
那么另外还有一个问题。
Another question here.
神有时候为什么拿去我们心中最需要的，一直到我们放弃之后才愿意给我们？
Why is it God often takes what we wanted the most away from us until we have given it up and God may return it to us.
我们怕失去。
We are so afraid of losing.
是因为我们没有一个基本的观念。
It is because that we don't have one basic concept.
当然这个观念是很不容易克服的。
Yet I know that this concept is very hard to overcome.
可是必须在我们的生命里面不断地在那里思想建造操练自己。
But we have to continuously exercise ourselves and build ourselves up.
我们基督徒说你我所有的东西都不是我的。
So the Christians say that everything that seems to belong to me are notactually mine.
因为我们知道我们所有的东西主权不在我是在主。
Because we know that God holds authority over everything we have.
包括你的金钱你的财富你的一切。
Including your money, your wealth, and everything you
have. 如果今天我有妻子是神赏赐给我的。
If I have a wife today, she is what God gave to me.
甚至连我的妻子都不是我的。
Even my wife is not really mine.
是神给的。
It's what God has given to me.
如果有一天神把我的妻子拿走了
Maybe one day God will take my wife away.
我们会伤心
We may hurt.
我们会觉得这是人之常情 会觉得心里面难过
So we will feel very sad about it.
可是如果我们慢慢地建立这种观念
So as we build up our basic concept,
我们所有的都是主的
Everything we have belongs to God.
我们会克服这样人生的经历
Then,we can overcome this period of sadness.
昨天晚上林教授谈到这个死的问题，生死之间。
Last night, Professor Lin talked about life and death.
我想这个也给我们很大的激励。
So this is a great encouragement to us.
特别在复活节之后这个礼拜，我们面对这个复活节这种，我们对生有盼望，我们对死也有盼望。
Especially, in a week after the Lord's resurrection, and we have hope.In life, and we also have hope in death.
这是基督徒在几个很重要的教义里头一个很重要的教义。
This is a very important doctrine in the Christian faith.
有一天主要再来。
One day the Lord will come again.
也许今天你我的面貌不是很漂亮。
Especially today, you and I may not have good looks.
可能有人戴眼镜。
Some may wear glasses.
可能有人比较五短身材，比较胖一点，矮瘦一点。
Some may be short yet fat.
可能你觉得说你为什么在今生给我这么样难看的皮肤
So you may ask God, why is it that you make me look so ugly?
可是很奇妙的这个基督教的基本的真理到主再来的时候我们在主里头的人到那一天要与主见面
So the basic doctrine is that, that on the day that the Lord comes again, we will all face him
外在的肉体全部要毁坏
So our outward physical appearance will all be destroyed
早晨讲的尘土来的归于尘土
So we heard in the morning that we from what is from the dust will go back to death.
给我们一个荣耀的形体。
But when the Lord comes back again, each one of us will inherit a glorious body.
荣耀的形体。
A glorious body.
我们不知道那个形体是怎么样。
We don't know how it will look.
可是我们知道那是一个荣耀的形体。
Yet we know that it's going to be a glorious body.
我们都记得变相山上的那一幕嘛。
We know this mountain of transfiguration.
耶稣的三个最宝贵的门徒在那里站着
The three dear disciples and James
他们看见以利亚
They saw Elijah
他们看见摩西
They saw Moses
他们看见以利亚摩西跟耶稣在那里对话
So they saw them talking to each other Elijah and Moses talking to Jesus
这是一个荣耀身体的复活
So this is a resurrection of this glorious body
若是我们有这样的操练
If we have exercises like this
若是我们承认我所有的主权都是主的
If we admit that everything we have belongs to God,
我想我们有的那个盼望是荣耀的，这些问题不再成为我们的问题。
So, our hope will be glorious too. So these shouldn't be our problems anymore.
如果人信主是为什么？
Why would someone believe in the Lord?
如果人不信主又是为什么？
If someone chooses not to believe in the Lord, why?
神为什么会使一些人信主，一些人不信？
Why was it that God made some to believe in him and some were not?
难道除神的旨意外还会有别的因素影响一个人信不信主呢?
Is it true that aside from God's will, there are other factors affecting a person in deciding how, whether to believe or not?
这里也有类似的一条用英文问的一条问题。
A similar question written in English.
用英文问。
Sure.
If God exists, why do I need to obey him?
如果神存在，我为什么还要听从他呢？
What will happen if I oppose what he has told me to do?
如果我跟他叫我做的事情反对，那什么事情会发生呢？
How can you prove that God controlled my life?
你如何证明神控制了我的生活？
And there's a parenthesis, God exists, I doubt it.
他到底是相信还是不相信神存在？
大概不相信。
OK, 大概这句话我没有看懂，他不相信神存在。
他是先回答容易的吧。
So again, I'll start with an easy question first.
他说如果人信主是为什么，如果人不信主又是为什么？
So why would a person believe? Why would a person not believe?
那么神为什么会使一些人信主，有些人不信？
Why is it God caused some to believe and others to reject him?
难道除神的旨意以外还会有别的因素影响一个人信不信主？
Are there other factors other than God's will that would affect the person in the matter of faith?
我觉得最好的办法就是从问题本身来开始。
So the best answer is starting with this question.
我觉得这个问题的一个前提就不能够站立。
So the premise of this question had some problems.
神并没有使一些人信主，使一些人不信主。
God has not caused some to believe in him and caused some to reject him.
神要所有的人都信他。
God wanted everyone to believe in him.
神要给永生给所有的人。
God wants to give this eternal life to everyone.
只要你走神的路。
As long as you are willing to walk his path.
所以神的旨意是要人人都悔改，不愿意一人沉沦。
So God's will is to let all repent and he didn't want anyone to be lost.
所以你信主你不信主是你的选择。
Whether you believe in the Lord or not, it is your choice.
是神特别给你的这个主权。
This is a choice God let you make.
因为神在造你的时候就把这个自由选择权给了你。
Because when he created you, he gave you this ability to choose freely.
神的心意也是跟你说，我要你选择我。
And yet God's will is that he wanted you to choose him.
所以你不信，你信是决定在你。
So whether you believe or not, and you hold the key.
这是第一个问题。
This is the first answer to the first question.
这第二个就不大简单。
The second question is a little more difficult.
并不是题目问的困难。
It is not that it is a hard problem, hard question.
他的态度是太强硬。
So this person who wrote the question had a very hard attitude.
火气就太大。
So, yeah, he sounded very angry.
我没有办法证明给你看，说是神控制你的生命。
I cannot prove to you that God is in control of your life.
但是你不能不承认，你自己不能够控制你的生命。
But you have to admit.You yourself do not control your life.
所以假如你觉得你可以控制你的生命，那你就大错。
So if you think that you are controlling your life, you have erred greatly.
我虽然不能够证明给你看神在控制你的生命，
Even though I cannot prove to you God is at this moment controlling your life,
神没有意思要控制你的生命。
It is notHis desire to control your life.
假如你是他的儿女，他对你有特别的旨意。
So if you are his children, then he has a special will, special plan for you.
他希望你能够顺服他的旨意。
He hopes that you will obey his will.
假如你不是他的儿女，他对你只有一个愿望。
If you are not yet his children, he has only one desire toward you.
就是要你相信他。
That you may believe in him.
但是
他却控制你生命的结果。
But he does have control over the end of your life.
主耶稣基督讲过一句话。
The Lord Jesus has once said this.
他说你不要怕那个只杀你身体的。
So do not be afraid of those who can kill, you know, your physical body.
你要惧怕那个既能够杀你的身体又能够杀你灵魂的那一位。
You should be afraid of that person who can not only kill you, your physical body, but also your spirit as well.
这一位就是创造你的神。
This is the God who created you.
神说，你选择我，你不选择我，今天是你的自由。
God said, you have the freedom to either choose me or not to choose me.
若是你选择我，我就让你成为我的儿女。
If you choose me, I will make you my children.
我就把我一切的丰盛在我的儿子主耶稣基督里的给你。
So I would give all those abundant grace which is in my son Jesus Christ. I'll give them all to you.
若是你不选择我，
if you don't choose me,
这里问一个问题说，What will happen if I oppose what he tells me to do?
他这里说，如果我反对神叫我做的事，那神能做什么呢？
神要对你说，你若是不听我要你做的事情。
God is saying that if you oppose what I tell you to do,
有一天我要跟你算账。
One day I will hold you accountable.
也许你说，我不买账。
I say that I don't care about it.
我一点办法都没有。
There's nothing I can do.
但是我相信。
But I believe.
他要跟你算账。
I know he will hold you accountable.
所以你是聪明的，你就要多多思考这件事情。
If you are a wise person, you should pay attention to this.
圣经上警告我们一句话。
There's one warning given in the Bible.
是英文是这个样子的。
The English says like this:
God cannot be mocked.
神是轻慢不得的。
这里有一条比较轻松的问题，也是一个很重要的问题。
This is a light-hearted question, yet a very important one.
特别指定给林教授。
And it's addressed to Professor Lin.
怎么知道神为基督徒所预备的另一半是谁呢？
Okay. How do we know whom God has prepared to be the husband or wife of a Christian? Who is his other half?
谢谢陈牧师刚刚已经替我回答了。
Oh, I thank Pastor Chen who has already answered that question for me.
但是我想稍微补充几句话。
I'd like to add a few words.
问这个问题哈，好像有点逃避责任。
Okay. Well, the person who asks this question is, appears to be trying to escape his or her responsibilities.
神从来没应许说我们坐在家里，然后土地上就会长出很多的果实给我们吃。
God has not promised that if we sit there not doing anything, something will grow up and bear fruit for us.
神甚至于说，即使我们去耕耘了，也会有风暴，也会有灾害。
Yet God said that even if we tried, we sowed, we plowed, we sowed, and there may be winds and rain, and that would destroy the harvest.
但什么是基督徒呢？
Who is a Christian?
就是我们在任何的风暴当中，我们依然有完全的盼望。
So it is a person whom, despite of tough circumstances, this is a person who persists in his hope.
我想这是我们基督徒的基本的态度。
This is the basic attitude of Christians.
所以这边讲到我们怎么样知道，神为基督徒所预备的另一半是谁。
How do we know who is that other half that God has prepared for this Christian?
我想这个，如果我们一个基督徒把我们整个的人生交托在神的手中，
If a Christian is willing to dedicate his or her whole
掌管我们全部的人生，
If God is taking hold of our life completely,
那么神一定掌管这一件事情。
God, of course, will take hold of this particular issue.
因为这一件事情在我们的人生中是非常非常的重要。
This is a very important issue in everybody's life.
有很多人他的人生不交给神。
Some people would not offer his or her life to God.
但是他把这件事情为神试问。
Yet he or she blamed God on this issue.
所以如果我们是这种态度的话，大概我们不太容易找到真正的答案。
So if we keep this attitude, we may not find our answers.
当然，另外一方面也需要我们自己靠着神的恩典有所行动。
So we also need to act under God's grace.
我们需要透过很多种方式来表达我们的心意。
So we should through many different avenues to express ourselves.
我想细节的问题我们没办法再讲了。
So I cannot go into the details here.
我发现那边有好多本书，你们可以去看。
There are many books outside which you may go and take a look.
是不是宇宙光写的？
Are those published by Cosmic Light?
宇宙光也有两本，但还有很多其他的。
Okay. Two of them were published by Cosmic Light.
宇宙光有一本书叫做《另一半的追寻》。
So the Cosmic Light indeed published a book called To Seek the Other Half.
就是这个问题了。
So provide the answers to this question.
当你遇到困难而跌倒，怎么从神那里去帮助自己脱离那低落痛苦的情绪？
Okay, so if you fall in the face of difficulties, how can you help yourself so that you can overcome that depression?
这个解答我想了一下，大概只有四个字。
So I only have four words.
可是要解答这四个字，我要先解释一下。
But I need to use more words to explain the four words which would answer this question.
每个人有每个人的难处。
Everybody has his own difficulties.
结婚的有结婚的难处。
Those who are married have marital problems.
工作有工作的难处。
Okay. Those who are working have career problems.
学生读书有读书的难处。
Those who are students, they have study problems.
所以在各种难处的时候，叫我们好像就好很非常的 depressed.
Many times we're depressed by those
difficulties. 所以这个问题就是，当我们在 depressed 的时候怎么办呢？
What do we do when we are in the midst of a depression?
我自己有过这种经验。
I have such experiences myself.
所以我就告诉我自己四个字。
So I told myself these four words.
用英文比较简单，英文只有一个字。
It's easier to use it in English. There's only one.
Stop.Just stop.
停，
就是停。
停啊 ，stop.
停止思想。
Stop thinking about it.
你不信，你试试看。
And try it.
当你为这个事情很烦恼的时候
，When you are extremely bothered by this particular problem,
你暂时不去想了，就说告诉自己说停。
Just tell yourself stop.
你要去打打球，去打打球。
So if you want to go play ball, go play ball.
让你自己稍微轻松一下。
Try to relax yourself.
不断的说停。
So keep telling yourself to stop thinking about it.
这是我个人自己的秘诀。
This is how I deal with my problems.
我们时间到了。这里虽然有十五条
time, and we have yet we have 15 more questions.
我相信这些问问题的人，等一下来问这几个前面这几位讲员，他们一定会很乐意为你们解答。
I'm sure these people on the panel will be more than glad to answer your individual questions.
We would like to hear or share the answer from this gentleman. Is there any better way to do it?
Another way is to.
那我们很想知道他们对这些问题的答案怎么，我们怎么安排呢？
We would like to hear what they say about this question. One of the questions may be ours.
Yeah. One of the alternative would be for those who are willing to stay instead of having the recess time.Then probably you can stay here and we can continue to ask questions.
So, 如果你可以不需要休息时间的话，也许我们可以再多谈一谈。
But at this time, 现在我想交给这个陆伟明弟兄。等一下，如果愿意留下来继续听，
在我们信主以后，我们会失去一些东西。
Yeah, it's true that we will always lose something after we believe in the Lord.
我相信这失去的东西都是好的东西。
And,
对我们是很好的。
I think such losses are all good for us.
我们家有八个兄弟姐妹。
We have eight brothers and sisters in our family.
我大哥管三个妹妹。
And my oldest brother was taking care of three sisters.
我下面有三个妹妹。
And I have three more sisters.
在没有信主之前，我是非常的非常的凶。
Before I became a Christian, I was a very strong-willed person.
在我们家，他们称我霸王。
So they told me a tyrant at home.
我在家里，我如果要出门，鞋子他们要帮我刷干净。
So before I leave home, my younger sisters would clean my shoes.
我吃饭，他们要添饭。
So if I want to eat, they will fill my rice bowl.
我所有的衣服，他们都帮我烫过。
So they iron all of my shirts, pants, and so on.
那么我信主以后
，After I believed in the Lord，
其实我还比这些还坏得多了。
Well, yeah, I was actually worse than what I told you.
他们不听话，我这一巴掌就过去了。
So I hit them often, if they dare to disobey me.
但是我感谢主，我信主以后，这些东西主都把我拿掉了。
So I really thank the Lord. After I believe in Him, God took all that away.
我想信主里头的自由是在真理里头的自由。
So the freedom after you believe in the Lord is the freedom in truth.
当我们接受主的那一刻，圣灵就进来了。
So the moment we accepted the Lord, the Holy Spirit would come.
那个圣灵的工作是非常敏锐的。
So the Spirit is very sensitive.
如果我们常常活在圣灵的里面，圣灵要帮助我们教导我们这个人做事处为人处事的态度。
If you live within the Spirit will teach us and will teach us the right ways to live.
如果有再长的时间，我要从头告诉我们这个圣灵的灵字，那小纳在这个创世纪第一章。那里所提到的吹在我们鼻孔的那口气是怎么样到今天被应用
？So, if we have time, I'll tell you how the when we talk about the spirit that was belonged to us as recorded in Book of Genesis. You know, what does that mean?
那么总结来说，圣灵在我们心中做一个真理叫我们自由的工作。
So the spirit is setting us free.
我想我简单解答到这里。
Okay, this is my simple answer.
林教授，既然物质只是介于生死之间，基督徒对物质如金钱、学位的态度应该如何呢？
不明白。
Physical.
The physical matter is between something between life and death. Or I guess the physical body is something between life and death. What is the proper attitude of a Christian toward those material things, such as money and degrees, etc.
我的看法是越多越好。
So I really like the more material things I have, the better I will be.
如果我有更多的钱，我很高兴。
If I have more money, I would be happier.
如果我能够读更多的书，我就应该读更多的书。
If I have opportunities to study more, I will study more.
神用物质造我们。
God made us out of physical matter.
但是神并没有否定这些东西。
God has not denied the value of those physical matters.
而且我们活在这个物质的城市当中的时候
，as we live in this material world，
我们仍然需要这些东西。
We still need those.
所以我们基督徒并不是一个排斥这些东西的人。
So a Christian is not someone who rejects all this.
但是有一个基本的态度。
There's one basic attitude, though.
我们有这些东西。
We have those physical material things,
而不是这些东西有我们。
But we are not owned by those material things.
所以，当我们去赚钱的时候
，as we go out and make money,
我们去赚一个地位的时候
，as we go out and fight for a position,
我们去赚一些学问的时候
，as we go out and work for some degree,
究竟是我们赚了他呢，还是他赚了我们？
Are we winning those money, a position, a degree, or we were won by the money and degree and position?
有些时候我们把我们宝贵的灵魂、生命卖给了这些东西。
Sometimes we sold our precious life, our spirit, for those material things.
那就变成他赚了我，不是我赚了他。
So they gained us rather than we gained them.
那什么叫他赚我？什么叫做我赚他呢
？What does it mean by being gained by those material things are to gain those material things.
如果他赚我的话
if the material things gained us,
我整个的人生就跟着他跑。
So I devote my whole life trying to follow those material things.
如果我赚他的话
if I gain them,
他在我的控制之下
they are under my control.
这一切都是为了完成我的人生的目标。
So all those material things support me to accomplish my lifetime goal.
我想用一个小小的见证来说明一下。
I'd like to give you a short testimony.
我今年中原给我 sabbatical 一年。
So this year is my sabbatical year from the Zhongyuan University.
那么有一个香港的学校说，你到我们这边来教书好了。
So there's a school from Hong Kong invited me to go there and teach.
我算一下，哎呀，如果我去一年教书的话，我可以赚100万台币。
So I counted that I could have earned 1 million Taiwan dollars if I go.
香港的学校给的薪水相当高。
So they really pay people highly.
所以如果你们要教书，可以到香港去教。
So if you want to teach, go to Hong Kong.
新加坡的薪水也很高。
And the schools at in Singapore also pays well.
我知道这个消息，我就去祷告。
So after I heard about this opportunity, I went praying.
我说主啊，现在宇宙光很需要钱。
I said, Lord, now that the Cosmic Light magazine really needs money.
因为我们想要买那个一层楼嘛。
So we're trying to purchase a flat in a new building.
而且你知道，宇宙光没有钱呢。
And the magazine has no money.
感谢主，你给我机会去赚100万。
So thank you, Lord, you give me this opportunity so that I can make $1 million Taiwan dollars, about 25,000 US.
我答应你，我赚了100万，我奉献50万。
So, I will give half of that to you.
还有我祷告完了，我觉得自己很属灵啊。
So after I prayed, I felt pretty good about myself. I was very spiritual.
神只要我们奉献十分之一嘛。
God only asks us to give him our offer 1/10 of our income.
那我现在肯奉献十分之五，这个很了不起哈。
I'm willing to offer 5/10. You know, I'm great.
所以我就几乎到香港去教书了。
So I almost went to Hong Kong to work there.
但是当我继续祷告的时候
，as well, I was praying continuously.
我心里面几乎有一些不平安。
I didn't have peace in my heart.
我发现神的工作很需要我更多的参与，更多的投入。
I discovered that God really wants me to devote myself more to His ministry.
我就继续祷告。
So I kept praying.
有一次我去跟一个属灵的长辈跟他谈这件事情。
One day I talked to a spiritual elder regarding this matter.
我说你觉得怎么样？
I asked him, what do you think?
他就回答我。
He replied.
他说神要的是你的人，不是你的钱。
God wanted you rather than your money.
我就知道我的答案是什么了。
So I know what my answer should be.
表面上我说我愿意奉献50万给你。
So on the surface, I told God I want to offer you $12,500.
但是当我在神的面前祷告的时候
，But as I was praying before God,
当那位先生跟我讲这句话的时候
，When that elder told me what he thought.
我发现我所看重的不是奉献出去的那五十万。
So I found out that I didn't really care about the money I was about to donate.
我所关心的是我还可以留下五十万在我的口袋里。
I was concerned about what I have left, you know, the other $12,500 and which belongs to me.
我就为这五十万就把我一年的时间就卖给那个五十万了。
For this money, I have sold myself.
所以当我比较一下的时候
So when I compare these
如果我这一年的时间把我这个人献给神
So if I offer myself to God for this year
我觉得这个意义会更加的重大
I felt it will be more meaningful
你们说哎呀那这样你不是损失很大吗
Well, you may say that I suffered a great loss
神从来没有剥夺掉我们任何东西
God has never ripped us off and taking things away from us.
因为神所给我们的远远超过我们所有的那一点点。
And what God has given us is far more than we can ever give him back.
所以当你去寻求认识神的旨意的时候
As you are seeking to know God's will,
不要怕神来剥夺你。
Do not think that God may rip something off from
you. 神要把他一切的丰富赐给你。
God wants to give you all of His abundance.
你可以很快乐地享受这一切。
You can enjoy His abundance with great pleasure.
所以我很高兴。
So I was happy.
我虽然没有赚到那一百万。
I did not earn that $25,000.
但是我觉得那我是那一百万的主人。
But I know I was the owner of these $25,000.
我把它在我手上甩一甩。
So I weighed it on my hand.
然后我很潇洒地把它扔回去。
So I cast it back.
然后我很快乐地到这里来。
So I was happy to come here.
我是他的主人。
I was the lord of that money.
他不是我的主人。
The money was not the lord of me.
至于我的一切的需要呢？
He said, all I needed,
上帝会完全丰富的赏赐给我。
God will provide more than enough of what I need.
所以做个基督徒真是快乐。
So it's great to be a Christian.
感谢主，我们这一堂是100万的堂。
So this session is worth $25,000.
请问如何来认识神？注意，不是知道，这是知识的累积。如何来经历神？这条我们要问朱长老。
Okay, what is it to know God? Note that I'm really talking about having more knowledge about God, but to experience Him.
我相信问这个话的人是一位弟兄或者姊妹。
I'm sure the person who wrote this question is a Christian.
因为一个不信的人不会问这个问题。
A person who has not yet believed in the Lord would not ask a question like this.
所以我也读两句圣经给你听听。
So I will reply with two scripture passages.
你听了以后，你不要以为就是我在逃避这个问题。
So please don't think I was trying to avoid answering this question.
因为这个是一个的确啊，这个很契合的一个答案。
Because I really feel those passages are appropriate answers to that question.
约翰福音十四章。
John 14.
约翰福音十四章二十一节。
John 14:21.
有了我的命令又遵守的，这人就是爱我的。爱我的必蒙我父爱他，我也要爱他，并且要向他显现。
Whoever has my commands and obeys them, he is the one who loves me. He who loves me will be loved by my Father, and I too will love him and show myself to him.
今天早上林亮讲的话里有一件事情，我不知道大家是不是记在心里去。
I don't know if you remember one of the things Brother Ling said this morning.
我们所能知道的神是限于他向我们所显现的那个部分。
So the God we know is only the part of God whom, that he chose to reveal to us.
所以因此上我们怎么样子来认识神？
So how do we know God then?
就是要看神向我们启示多少。
It depends on how much God would, is willing to reveal to us.
只有一条路。
There's only one way.
遵守神的命令。
To obey his commandments.
其实有一首诗歌我常常讲，我们做基督徒的会唱这首诗歌，会行这首诗歌，我们就是一个神的好儿女。
There's a hymn. I often say that if a Christian can sing that and can follow what he sings, and he's a good child of God.
这首诗歌叫 Trust and Obey.
This hymn is called 信与顺服, 信靠顺服.
There's only one way, that's trust and obey.
只有一条方法，就是去信靠并且顺服。
你要认识神吗？
Do you want to know him?
你要经历神吗?
Do you want to experience God?
你先要顺服神。
You have to obey him first.
我要不要到下面这个？下面还有一个问题。
Another question.
你看这一位是大概不信的人问的。
I think this is written by someone who has not yet believed.
他这个问题很简单。
It's a very short question.
却相当难答。
Yet it's very difficult to answer.
他说：“上了天国又如何？”
So, what then? If you go to heaven, what about it? What's so great about it?
我想，我们跟人家传福音的时候，
有一部分的人呢就有这样子的问题。
I know that when we preach the gospel to people, some may feel that way, feel to ask a question like that.
这的确是个很难答的问题。
This is a tough question to answer.
因为圣经里头没有告诉我们太多关于天国的事情。
Because the Bible has not told us a whole lot about the kingdom of heaven.
有一些关于天国的事情听起来也不是那样子让我们那样子的向往。
About the parts that God did choose to let us know didn't seem to be that attractive to us.
但是我觉得 我本来要想讲啊，到底你在这一生里头你最看重的是什么。
But I was trying to ask, you know, what is most important in your life?
你最需要的是什么。
What do you need the most?
我觉得若是你到了天国，你就能够得到你最想要的，你也最希望这个最宝贵的这样东西。
Well, we may say that you could get in the kingdom of heaven what you wanted or you treasure the most.
神的名字是什么？
What is his name? The name of God.
我就是。
That is I am. That is I am.
你要什么，神就能给你什么。
Whatever you want, God is able to give it to you.
但是千万不要忘记一件事情。
But make sure you don't forget this.
你所要的必须要跟神的旨意是符合的。
So what you want must be consistent with God's will.
我常常觉得信耶稣最感动我的这一部分是什么？
I often think, you know, what is the part that impressed me the most regarding believing in Christ?
到天堂是我很喜欢的。
It's nice to be able to go to heaven.
有喜乐有平安也是我喜欢的。
To have joy and peace is something I like.
但是我觉得最让我受感动的却是另外的一件事情。
But the factor that impressed me the most is something else.
我觉得我之所以认识神，就好像我是一个失落的孩子。
I was like a lost child regarding knowing him.
有一天我找到了我的真正的父亲。
One day this child was able to find his parent, his father.
我相信没有一个孩子，当他知道了他的真正的父亲或者真正的母亲，他不要去跟他们在一起的。
I don't know of any child after they know who their father or mother is, yet refuse to stay with them.
对于我说，上天堂怎么样？
To me, you know, how is it going to be like to be in heaven?
上天堂就是回家。
So to go to heaven means to return home.
也许你说我那个家我不想回。
Maybe you say that I really don't like to return to my home.
因为你没有一个理想的家。
Because you may not have an ideal home.